rocky cliffs.
Yeah, more and more on this, man.
If you are a place where boats stop and unload freight, that's a...
Well, let me see, when a boat pulls up to the, what do you call that, when a boat pulls up there to unload, meet the dock, I believe they call that the fish, I mean a dock where they unload, and I think what they call it.
Okay, fine. When a man's eating a big dinner, he might say, oh, I'm so full, I'm going to have to let my belt out of, of what? Talking about that hole in the belt.
Yeah, I see, yeah.
Going to have to let my belt out of.
Or he'll burst or something, I don't know what.
You ever hear notch? Let my belt out a notch or two?
Yes, ma'am, that's right. That's right. Sometimes I eat and I have my belt on. I have to let my belt out maybe a couple of notches or something like that.
Did you ever hear the place between two mountains called a notch?
Yes, yeah, it's called a notch.
That's what now? Where two mountains come
together? Two mountains, I guess, come together. Just, you know, come nearly together.
Is it the same as a gap or a pass?
I reckon so. I just don't know. I just don't know.
What would you call a place where a lot of water falls a long distance? You know, you're going along in a river and all of a sudden it drops off and the water goes falling down?
Niagara Falls.
All right. Would you call that a falls or a waterfall? Or?
Oh, yeah, Mike, we call it a waterfall.
All right.
Yeah.
Thinking about what roads are made out of, what would you say this road out here was made of?
Well, at first it was put gravel there. The next time you take a fine gravel and tar and spread it on there, spread the gravel on there, then you put that tar on it. You call that blacktop. Something like that.
Okay. What about a road? What's that white hard road that you have over there, like say on Highway 51 or 55? What's that stuff you'd call?
Well, that's cement. I would call piece out of it made out of cement.
How would you refer to this road out here? Now, would you call that a neighborhood road or a country road or a highway or what?
Just a neighborhood road. Neighborhood road going through here. It's a local neighborhood road.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think, trying to get.
Yeah.
On a farm, suppose you came down the public road to a farm, and you saw the road that turns off going back to the farmhouse. Mm-hmm. You'd call that the what?
Well, I would call it a little country road or the turn-off road.
All right, like up here at Mrs. Neville's, you know, what's that thing that turns off and goes back to her house?
Well, I call it a road, all right.
Would you call it a driveway or a lane?
Yes, ma'am, that's right, driveway, just a driveway. That's right, call it a driveway.
All right, now, have you ever used the term lane?
Yes, lane.
Now, what would a lane be?
A lane would be a time between two fences, like.
Yeah, I'm discovering this is what people think of when you say lane.
Lane, well, that's
a fence on each side.
Yes, ma'am, between some buildings or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Between like buildings on each side. Maybe there's a building on each side. You grab that lane, up the lane there. Wow.
If you're on a farm, going from the house out to the barn, would that be a lane?
Well, if you've got two fences there, it's a lane.
If you got two fences,
it's a lane.
It's something you don't walk on, you'd call it a.
Or just a walk, you would walk on, yes.
Or a path?
Yes.
You wouldn't drive on a path?
No, ma'am, no. A path, that's right, just a little small path. It's a walking path.
All right, if I say a path, though, you don't think about having
fences around. No, ma'am, you don't think about driving. If you drive it on, it's a road. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you drive on a lane?
Yes, ma'am, it's a lane.
But
if it's a road.
The fences are the thing.
That's right, if it's a lane, it's a road up through there. You drive it, it's a road up through there.
Good, I just want to make sure I understand what's going
that's
on.
That's right.